the RCI Business Report for Thursday, February 24, 2022. I am Tuva Gibson. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market, there were no trades on Wednesday, February 23, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 19 securities, of which 7 advanced, 6 declined, and 6 traded full. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All TNT Index declined by 7.85 points to close at 2,116.8. The Composite Index declined by 3.59 points to close at 1,507.61. The cross-listed index advanced by 0.14 points to close at 119.94. The SME index remained at 43.13. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 80,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $1.1 million. NCB Financial Group Limited was the volume leader with 52,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $408,000. Followed by One Caribbean Media Limited with a volume of 9,500 shares, being traded for $39,900. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 56 stocks, of which 19 advanced, 26 declined, and 11 traded full. Market volume amounted to 20 million units, valued at over $174.5 million. QWI Investments Limited was the volume leader with 6.4 million units, followed by Wigton Wind Farm Limited Ordinary Shares with 6.4 million units and JMMB Group Limited with 2.3 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, zero securities were traded on Wednesday, February 23, 2022. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tuva Gibson.